This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have dangerously cold wind chills today with a cold weather advisory today and extreme cold warnings from midnight tonight until noon on Tuesday. Wind chills as low as 34 to 40 below are expected between now and noon on Tuesday. This includes Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. Wind chills this low could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 to 20 minutes. Frostbite and hypothermia will occur if unprotected skin is exposed to these temperatures. A water main broke in the village of Port Edwards. The break is on the intersection of 3rd and Washington. Village crews are working to repair the break. During the time TikTok was down, one person chose to protest with arson. Lisa Hale has the story.
A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the District Attorney's Office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution.
If you go out on any ice today, be careful. Even though we have cold temperatures now, the couple warm days we've had caused ice to shift and melt. Be extra cautious. Gas prices rose 13.3 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at Gas Buddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he is preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway, with the traditional seasonal rise, aside from what President Trump decides to do from the Oval Office. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $2.86 per gallon. We have extreme cold temperatures expected for the early part of this week. Health officials at Aspirus say cold weather can impact the way your body functions. Dr. Daniel Krause is an Aspirus heart care cardiologist.
So cold weather increases the risk for heart attacks for many different reasons. Number one, it does cause a significant narrowing or constriction of the arteries that we call vasoconstriction. And so less blood flow gets to the heart and other tissues, making people who are at risk for any kind of heart attack more likely to suffer symptoms.
The added strain on the heart can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing heart conditions or those at risk of cardiovascular disease.
My takeaway is prepare. You know, if you do have to be out, try and dress warm. And it's really not the time to push yourself. So listen to your body. If you start becoming more short of breath, if you're having chest pain, kind of decrease your activity. If those symptoms persist, then you need to get out of the cold, rest, relax. The symptoms don't go away with, 5 or 10 minutes of rest, then you should be evaluated further.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers. Tyrese Maxey had 37 points for Philly.
I gotta give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots, so that's why they were able to have a chance to stay out in the game. And the leader of their team, Maxi, played incredible. He was facilitating. He was being aggressive. He was getting downhill. And they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good, is that we have a lot of pieces and a lot of weapons.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What happens in Vegas might stay in Vegas, at least for a little while, like country music artist Kenny Chesney, who will have a residency at the Sphere, which Chesney says is a whole new way of rocking fans. Previous residencies at the Sphere include U2, Fish, and the Eagles. Chesney said he agreed to the gig after seeing a U2 concert film at the venue, saying the experience was all-consuming. Chesney will perform at the Sphere this coming May 22nd through June 14th. For fans of the show Severance, the waiting is over. Season 2 finally premiered last Thursday night on Apple TV after a 3-year wait. The sci-fi thriller has a stellar cast, which includes Britt Lower, Patricia Arquette, John Turturro, and Christopher Walken. New episodes drop on Apple TV on Thursday nights at 2 a.m. Central Time. Set your alarm or get the coffee going, folks. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 years later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the 2-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with 2 Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The cold weather advisory continues today. Our high 3 below 0 with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35 today. Tonight will drop to 18 below. That wind chill could drop to minus 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below 0.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.